Join Pastor Bob Enyart at Denver Bible Church, located at Two Roads School at 7180 Oak Street in Arvada, Colorado. Join us on Sundays as we study the meat of the Word of God at 9:30 a.m., worship service from 10:50 until noon. Join us on Sundays to worship our awesome Creator and to equip the saints for the service of the Lord. Denver Bible Church, located at Two Roads School at 7180 Oak Street in Arvada, Colorado.
That was 4 years ago, Doug.
Was it really that long ago?
4 years ago.
August
26th.
2008.
We'll play audio from it.
All right. We have the audio on hand.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Doug, it was 4 years ago we put that sign on the mountain.
That's right. I'm Doug McBurney, former Marine and seamstress. No, what do you call seamstress. A male seamstress? A seamster.
It's a teamster. It's a sister of a teamster.
Well, no, that wasn't a union gig because we often worked late into the night.
Three shifts a day, yeah. Sewing 4 miles of seams to put the world's largest protest sign up on the mountain overlooking Denver.
Let me set the mood for you. Spring 2008. The DNC is upon Denver. It's coming in the fall.
It's coming in August.
In the summer, in August.
Yeah.
And I'm driving down the road, and I get a call from you, from Bob Enyart.
Sorry. I apologize.
And he has this idea, and I remember my first reaction to the idea was, Bob, you're insane. That can't be done.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
It can't
We're
happen.
Fools for Christ's sake. The Bible says that.
Well, this is a shining
example.
It's
insane.
It struck me as insane. It turned out not to be insane.
Regardless.
Initially.
It doesn't matter that it worked. It was insane. We had some of the smartest people I know came to me and said, Bob, this cannot be done.
Yeah.
Have you calculated how many things that if they go wrong will cause the whole project to fail in a catastrophic way?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you might end up with 60 people in jail,
right,
and no sign on the mountain.
And somebody struck by lightning, two people snake bit.
Right.
And I remember asking you, okay, Bob, what is the sign going to say? And you said, well, I don't know.
I don't know.
So can you remind me how it was
yeah.
that you came up with the verbiage?
Yeah.
And if you
22 letters,
yeah.
666 feet long.
Yeah.
That's a wide sign.
That's a big sign. I think it's probably the world's largest protest sign, and I know that it was officially.
It was a Guinness thing.
It was Guinness World Record attempt number 228132,
right.
Officially for the record.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah. Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we listen to Fox News, their report? Now, Doug, as we were on the mountain,
yeah.
and we began to unfurl the sign, which took about an hour.
Yep.
During drive time in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a phone chain calling every media outlet in Colorado and some of the national ones.
Right.
We had people, you know, it was a preset in advance phone chain. Okay, start calling. And when it became obvious that the entire sign was going to be unfurled.
Started looking good. Yeah.
So I got on my cell phone. I called just a couple, called Fox News, a couple news outlets.
Yeah.
And said, guys, we told you you'd need your helicopters.
That's right.
And this is it.
Fortunately, the traffic copter was already in the air.
Right, because they actually, Fox, for example, we talked to them the day before and said, there will be an event and you'll need a helicopter to cover it.
Yeah.
And they said, okay, when and where? We said, we'll tell you when, but not where. Helicopters move fast.
They do.
And they said, all right, we'll be ready. Call us.
Yeah.
And they sent their skycopter.
Yeah.
And then other news copters came out. And so we have the audio from during the DNC in the Pepsi Center,
yeah.
where the news center was. We have, do you remember who the newscaster was who did this report?
It was Denver's own Steve Kelly.
Steve Kelly.
Yes.
Long time drive time guy.
Yes.
From KOA.
A
many
staple
years.
In the Denver media
yeah.
world.
And so on Colorado's Fox News, here's Steve Kelly.
Check this out from Sky Fox here. This is an attempt at the Guinness World Book of Records for the largest protest sign. Look at this. Destroys unborn children. That is over near Lookout Mountain. I don't know what it takes to get in the Guinness World Book of Records in terms of protest signs, but that's pretty big. We'll be right back.
Thank you very much, Steve.
They were right back, but Steve Kelly might not have been. Doug, you know, it was after that that Steve was relieved of his burden of duty as a newscaster on Fox.
That's right.
And I hope it's not because of how, you know, what a positive, upbeat way he presented
this. He seemed kind of excited about it.
Yeah, Steve Kelly's pro-life. He's a Christian guy.
Well, that's great.
He's now on a Christian-owned TV station, conservative.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're drinking the Mitt Romney Kool-Aid, but it's a conservative, you know, quasi-pro-life station.
A quasi-conservative.
So that's good.
Yeah.
But he read it in a very kind way, and it went all over the world.
Yeah.
The Associated Press photo of it was taken from Colfax Avenue.
Yeah, and which is,
a fabulous photo. All these businesses in the foreground.
Yeah.
And in the background, mountain range after mountain range, and just this enormous, it's now called Billboard Mountain.
Yeah.
It used to be called North Table Mountain.
Now it's Billboard
Now Mountain. It's Billboard Mountain. And here's the 22 letters, DNC destroys unborn children.
Oh, yeah, there's the picture from Wes Colfax. That is beautiful.
You see that in that AP photo. And, Doug, we contacted the AP for permission to use their photo in our DVDs and website. And we said, you know, what would it cost to license it? And their photographer said, you know what, I love it. You can use it for free.
Wow. AP photographer Will Powers.
Yeah.
All right.
So gave us that permission. And there are, if you go to, you could just Google world's largest sign, and we'd probably be number one.
Right,
if you do world's largest protest sign, we're certainly number one.
Yeah.
Or if you go to AmericanRightToLife.org and just click on the world's largest sign, you'll see it. And so I'd like everyone to know, Doug, since this is the fourth anniversary, I'd like people to know the backstory of how it all happened.
It's quite the story.
Yeah. And like you said, you know, it started with an idea. We knew that the DNC was coming to Denver.
Yes.
So we sent them letters at all their headquarters. Mm-hmm. Hillary Clinton was involved and Barack Obama.
Right.
We sent them letters saying, you're coming to our town.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't appreciate child killers coming to the headquarters of American Right to Life, to our hometown. So we suggest that you change your plans. If not, we're going to prepare a greeting.
Yes. So they were warned.
Yeah.
We had the Clinton patrol that we were going to set up at all the strip clubs around town.
In Denver.
In hopes of
looking for Bill Clinton.
Yeah. Because
to dissuade him.
Yeah. Just to try to keep him in line, let him know that we were going to be there.
Right. We had that going on. We had power in the park.
Had power
in
the park.
Which is fabulous.
Yeah. That was great.
We had Alan Keyes and just extraordinary leaders from around the country come in to speak at Power in the Park.
So this wasn't the only event that we had planned for the DNC.
No, not at all. In fact, the media reported on all the protests during the convention.
Yeah.
And like the Denver Post reported on August 27th, anti-abortion demonstrators have been among the most visible in active groups at the DNC. Now, the Colorado Springs Gazette, their editorial the next day said this: far-left activist who promised convention mayhem.
That's right. I forgot the promises of mayhem.
Mostly made fools of themselves. They had no coherent message. Not so regarding pro-life activists.
Amen.
They were seemingly everywhere in Denver. Randall Terry was here. Everybody
That's right.
was here.
Yeah.
And then there was the little matter of that giant message that showed up Tuesday morning on North Table Mountain.
Yeah.
That said, destroys unborn children, DNC. And it went on and on. The Catholic Register, American Thinker, the most visible and vocal protesters demonstrating at the DNC are the advocates for the unborn. They are everywhere and in the faces of delegates, undaunted by the heat, the ridicule, and the tight restrictions placed on them by the city, these soldiers for life battle on.
Amen.
So we told them we would be everywhere.
Onward, Christian soldier.
And we decided to, with God's help, to unfurl the world's largest protest sign.
Yeah. Pretty incredible. I think out of all those, the heat was the one thing that I noticed the most.
Mm, the heat. Well, rattlesnakes. There were rattlesnakes.
There were some rattlesnakes.
We had a nurse on site.
That's right. The rattlesnakes were scared of us, though.
Mm-hmm.
They ran away.
We had the anti-venom We were ready.
And the thing is that the hippies and the anarchists, they couldn't organize themselves. They wake up afternoon, and it's hard for them to get things together. Yeah. We had guys on the mountain at midnight.
At midnight.
Not only were we up before noon,
right.
we were up the day before.
Well, even and before that, in the wee hours of the morning, we had an advance team out, and they set up a grid on the mountain.
That's right.
And we had spotters a mile away with the cell phones of everyone by letter and by what part of the letter. Mm-hmm. Each letter carrier had to carry a backpack of anywhere from 50 to 100 pounds.
I need to apologize right now to Jason Troyer. I just want to publicly get this off my chest.
Mm, wow.
I was one of the last guys to go up, and there was two backpacks to choose from. Mm. One was very large, and one was quite a bit smaller.
They went from about 50 pounds to 100 pounds.
Yeah, and I'm just going to admit right now that I looked at them. I looked at Jason. I grabbed the smaller one. Jason, I love you like a brother. Thank you for carrying my load.
Jason was one of the heroes. I mean, we had guys carry these. And, Doug, we had a government scientist who was on the site selection committee.
Yeah.
Because they're just selecting where to do this. Mm-hmm. The criteria was that the sign would have to be visible. Forget the media, because they were going to be against us.
Of course.
And they did show it, but it was rather fleeting.
Yeah.
They never came back to it.
No.
If it was an animal rights thing or an anti-Republican thing,
right,
it would have been the lead story on every national TV newscast.
Yeah.
It would have been on the front page of USA Today, New York Times, LA, everywhere.
Yes, but I believe that even had we set the sign on fire,
right,
that they would have tried their best to ignore it,
right,
in the mainstream.
Right, they would have. And so we knew that would happen, but the goal was for it to be up for at least 5 minutes so that there could be video and photographs and helicopter footage, which we use all that.
Yeah.
But it turned out it was up for a few hours.
Right. Because we were too tired to take it down.
That's right. Even though the police were begging us,
yes,
pleading with us.
help yourself, officer. We're kind of worn out.
Yeah, the sign weighs 2,000 pounds. Yeah. It's made of 2,400 bed sheets.
Yeah.
It's up on a mountain. So we had a government scientist. This is months before the day of the event.
Right. I think you determined at some point early on that we would need access to satellite photography. Somehow you figured that out.
Well, and
your mind works in ways that most people can't
comprehend. So here's what happened. We had a government scientist who's worked for 30 years for a branch of the federal government who helped us choose, and these were the criteria. It had to be visible to the largest possible percentage of the Denver metropolitan area.
Yeah.
And so it turns out you could read it from almost 10 miles away. Mm. We've got photographs of it from all over the metropolitan area online, just AmericanRightToLife.org/sign. You can see it, although you couldn't read it, from the Aurora Reservoir.
Yeah, that's
which is 20
way.
Miles away.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And from DIA.
Yeah.
So that gives you, that's quite a V, you know, to the northeast and southeast.
Yeah.
So you can see it through that swath of the Denver metropolitan area where 4 million people live.
And certainly from many, many of the hotel rooms in downtown Denver.
Yeah.
You could see the sign and read it.
They look to the west. Doug, this scientist helped us select the location that was visible to the greatest percent of the population, that was not more than a 45-degree angle, because we're going to have a lot of people, even from sea level, people in town, Christians, for the event, and we don't want them breaking their legs, their ankles.
No.
And it had to be at least a half a mile from the nearest road, so that the police couldn't come and stop us.
Right, we need a little buffer.
By the time they realize what's up.
Yeah.
And all the cops who were buff and in shape, they were all downtown at the Pepsi Center.
That's right, fighting off the hippies the anarchists.
Yeah, and so all the donut-eating, lounging-type cops.
And by the way, we love the police. We love the work you do. God bless you.
We do. Amen.
But they weren't in the best shape.
Even the cops who arrest me, I appreciate them. Right. We respect and love the cops. But the ones that are not downtown.
It was the B team. Let's just say it.
It was the second string.
B team. Come on.
So, and sure enough, they're not going to climb up on this mountain and start. Right. So we were concerned about rattlesnakes. There were two rattlesnakes sighted. No rattlesnake bites.
Nope.
Although we had a nurse on site and we had some difficulty getting people rehydrated.
Yeah.
At first, the police were not allowing our, you know, we had a team ready to rehydrate, resupply.
Yeah, yeah. We had a bucket brigade practically to get water up on the mountain.
That's right. And the police initially had stopped that. And when they realized that these were people from all over the country, including folks from sea level.
Yeah, flatlanders
and,
were up here.
And when you're climbing a mountain with a backpack weighing 50 to 100 pounds, and you might not be in shape, and you use up your canteen of water in the first 20 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? It's potentially a dangerous situation.
Yeah.
People getting dehydrated and all that.
So the police were good enough to, they let the water go.
They eventually let the water go through, and there were negotiations.
Once they realized we weren't any physical threat to anyone.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but let's back up, because we're talking about the site. And so this scientist was on our site selection committee, and we choose the site.
Yeah.
So we know where it's going to be. And I remember a meeting at the backyard of Ken and Joe, with Ken and Joe Scott, on their backyard patio. Were you at that meeting?
I don't remember. It's all a blur. It was 4 years ago.
Yeah. Actually, it was one of their relatives has a beautiful home in Denver.
Oh.
Beautiful backyard. We had a barbecue, and we're sitting on this huge patio overlooking the backyard, all the flowers. And we think, okay, these letters are going to be a certain size. They're going to be large, and they're going to be made out of sheets. And we figured 10 sheets high for each letter. So normally you take a sheet and you write a sign on it.
Yeah, right.
One sheet. And when you use an entire sheet to make a protest sign, that's a big sign.
Yeah, that's a big sign.
That's one of the biggest signs ever for a protest.
Oh, yeah.
But we figure, no, let's make the letters out of sheets and let's make them 10 sheets tall. And you know what we figured? When we calculated the size of the sign, we realized at that meeting that our letters would be a little bit smaller than the big M on the mountain in Golden.
Oh, yeah, the School of Mines sign.
School of Mines, that engineering college. Mm-hmm. And that's a big letter, that M.
Mm-hmm.
But when we realized that our letters were going to be a little bit, like 4 feet shorter than that letter, we were all discouraged.
Yeah.
We said, that's not going to work.
Mm.
So we decided to go 16 sheets tall for one letter. And the letters were big. The whole sign was, I think it was something like 520 feet tall.
Yeah, I remember when we unfurled the dot on one of the eyes at church and it rolled across an entire gymnasium. The people sitting at church were like, oh, wow.
The church was having, the congregation at Denver Bible Church, they helped. They did a lot of the sewing.
Yes.
And they had a hard time. I remember, Doug, you and I trying to explain.
No, it was you.
The scope
I,
of the
I had
sign.
A hard time. I had a hard time
envisioning it.
You had your brain is big enough that it fit in there. I could not comprehend.
So I remember a Sunday morning, and I said to the congregation, I said, now please open your Bibles to any page and look for the letter I, lowercase.
Yeah.
Look at the dot on that I.
That was awesome.
And see how big that dot is. It's tiny. Now look up here, and I held a big piece of construction paper.
Yeah.
And I said, now imagine a letter, an I, that is so big that this is the dot of the I.
Yeah.
And everybody thought, whoa, that's going to be a big sign if the dot of the I is that big.
Yeah.
And I said, now look over there, and pointed to a catwalk up where we had a couple guys up on the second floor.
Yeah.
I said, guys, unfurl the I, the dot of the I. And they unfurled this cloth dot that went from the second floor to the first floor, and everyone was in shock.
Yeah, it was incredible.
That was the dot of the I of DNC destroys unborn children. There's an I in the word children.
That's right.
And so that's how big. And, Doug, we put a sign in the middle of that dot of the I. The sign was a large banner. We've got it here in the studio. American Right to Life.
Right.
Big old
typical
banner.
Typical banner you'd see in a parade.
Right.
Fit on the dot of the eye.
It was in the middle of the dot of the eye, and no one ever has noticed it.
No.
To this
you
day.
You can't see it in
no
any
one
of the pictures.
There was a sign in the dot of the eye. In fact, in the O of unborn.
Yeah.
What is in the O of unborn? Because that O is a lower.
Right.
That's a lowercase O.
There's a fir tree of some sort.
There's a tree.
A shade tree, I think, as we got to know it that day.
Yeah, that's right. We actually had a couple meetings the previous day when we set up the grid. And that morning, we had meetings in the shade of this tree.
Yeah.
And that tree, we set up a coordinate grid, an XY grid, for to lay out the letters so that it would look good. When you're laying out letters that are more than two football fields long, a statement,
yeah,
in each worker, you can't even hardly see the other workers.
No way.
Because you're on a face of a mountain that's somewhat curved.
Mm-hmm.
So you could see the people right around you. If you're working on the R in destroys, there's no way you're going to talk to the people working on the S in destroys.
Not going to happen.
Just two letters away. They're too far away.
Yeah.
And you're on a mountain. And you're out of breath and out of energy.
Yeah.
So you can't even hardly yell. So the coordinate grid was centered at the trunk of the tree in the middle of the O.
Yeah. And the tree just happened to be in a very strategic location. Yeah. It happened to work out quite nicely.
That was 0-0.
That's right.
That was ground zero. And it worked. And so that tree is in the middle of the lowercase O, and people don't even notice the tree.
You can't see the tree.
They don't notice the tree. In fact, the time-lapse video, Doug, that was taken, we had some professional videographers out. This guy was over in Golden on Young Field.
Right.
And he videoed it, and you see the sign unfurling itself.
Yeah, because you can't see the people.
You can't see the people. Now, he's got a professional camera. He's zoomed way in. The sign fills up the whole screen,
yeah.
But you can't see the people.
No, it was really cool.
Because the sign is so big. The people are like little ants.
Yeah.
So so these are some of the particulars.
Yeah, and so just for all of you kids out there who are struggling through geometry class and you wonder, how is this ever going to come in handy? Well, something like this might come up. Hmm. And it was your mathematical and the grid and all of that made this possible.
Yeah,
so stick with your geometry
class. We had the graph paper like my son Zachary uses in his geometry.
That's right. I remember
protractors and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And Will Duffy designed the font because we needed a font where the letters were all made out of the same size and shape pieces.
Yeah.
You couldn't – it's too complex to have different shaped pieces form the letters. And the letter, what's interesting, Doug, is we had design diagrams where, with software, we had an image of the mountain.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Right? And mm-hmm. our design diagrams showed what the sign is supposed to look like.
Yep.
And when you take that and you compare it to the actual photos of the actual sign, you can't tell which is the design diagram.
That's right.
And which is the actual photo because it's virtually perfect.
Yeah.
It's virtually perfect.
We knocked it out of the park that morning.
It was
no doubt.
With God's help, what was accomplished was stunning. So can we go back? So we realized the M on the mountain that you could see from all over Denver, it's huge. It's 100 feet tall.
Right.
But it's too small.
Too small for what? For our purposes.
Right. So we went to letters that were 160 feet tall.
Yeah.
So when you... We did the sewing at a gymnasium.
Yeah.
There was a gym where we could lay out the letters to see if they're working.
Yeah, what a blessing. What a tremendous blessing.
Could we say where it was?
Gymnasium.
Now, maybe we shouldn't.
I think we can.
Maybe we should.
I think we should.
You do?
I do. I think it was in the gymnasium of Maranatha Christian Center.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And we just happened to have access to that
to
gymnasium, which had we not had that,
I don't know how we would have done it.
No.
And so, Doug, like the lowercase H for children.
Yes.
The bottom part of the H, like the hump, not the back that goes up.
Yeah,
above,
yeah. The hump on the
bottom,
H.
The hump of the H.
I remember that.
That fit in the gymnasium. Now, this is a full-size gymnasium with an official-size basketball court.
Yeah.
The hump of the H fit, but not the back arm.
No,
the
he had to, had to lay that out separately.
Yeah, so that would, we'd open the double doors, and it's made out of sheets, so the back would go through the double doors into another room.
Right.
And we would stand up on a second floor, and we'd look at it and see, you know, is this working?
Yeah.
Is the H working?
Yeah.
Now, how did we get the sheets?
Well, we starting in the late spring, you announced on the show that we wanted people to send sheets and we announced this on the
yeah.
internet, so people
top
from all over the
project.
Country. Top secret project. Just
send
us your sheets.
Send
and
us
don't
your
ask
sheets.
Why.
Don't ask why.
And the sheets came pouring in.
They did.
Some old sheets, some new sheets, some sheets from hotels.
Some
sheets
laundered
from,
sheets.
There were some laundered, some mostly laundered sheets.
Some dirty sheets.
There were some sheets. That
some of it was gross.
They may have been from hospitals.
Some of the people sewing, I think, were getting sick.
We got, yeah, we might have, ordered some DNA tests.
The hospital sheets were bad.
There were some hospital sheets.
We threw out hundreds of sheets.
Yeah, there were some sheets that didn't make the cut.
I mean, some were actually, had biological material.
Yeah, you could have done a DNA test on some of them.
Yeah, it was gross. Yeah. But, you know, when you're, beggars can't be choosy. You go to a hospital, you say you got old sheets.
Yeah, they...
You get sheets.
And then we had some people who wrote Bible verses on their sheets.
That's
and
right.
Dedications to family members.
Yeah,
it was really awesome.
So sheets came in from all over the country.
Yeah.
We got about, I don't know, 6, 8, 10 sewing machines.
Yeah.
And we set up 3 shifts of sewing,
mm-hmm.
went for months, 4 miles of seams.
Yep.
And then we needed backpacks. We had people going to Goodwill stores for weeks.
Yes.
Buying any... backpack that a hard backpack
yeah,
with the frame.
With the aluminum frame. That was right. The only key. Yeah, we
and
got those.
We got like 40 some. We had to rent a few the day before. Somebody went to REI, rented the last few we needed.
Right.
I think we rented 6.
Yeah.
And we put out a grid using thousands of feet of rope.
Yeah.
Put out a grid and we created a DVD, which people can get. If they make a donation to American Right to Life, they could ask for the training video for the letter carriers.
Mm.
And that's available.
And so around about 10 or 11 o'clock the night before, I remember I'm sleeping in my truck, taking a little cat nap, waking up and seeing a group of people coming out of the light and the mist in the air and... I felt like Elijah. Like I just opened my eyes and God showed me because these people
came
descended
from all over.
Dozens of people start. I'm wondering how are we going to get this up the mountain?
At 4 in the morning, they
unbelievable,
came.
Unbelievable.
Dozens of people.
They
probably
just started,
about 60 people.
Yeah.
Came and there were people who went to a Power in the Park rally the night before.
That's right.
That you know we sponsored at a local church.
Yeah.
And run by Ken mm-hmm. and Joe Scott. And they watched the video. We projected it. They saw the training video. We had the backpacks there. We had 50-pounders, 70-pounders, 100-pounders. And we figured out who could carry what. Some of the gals went up the mountain, and they carried the 50-pounders.
Yeah.
They were heroes. And so they learned how to find their spot where you put – there's an X.
Yeah, it pre-marked the spots.
There was an X on your backpack. Mm-hmm. You take out – your bundle from your backpack, there's an X, and there's an X on the mountain that you have to find.
And the letters were strategically
folded
packed so that when you unfurled it, it would work.
It would be in the right place.
Yes.
And the letters, like some of the letters are made up of 5, 6 pieces.
Yeah.
And so they would all fit together. And it was just an astounding operation.
It was a near miraculous thing to see.
To have it happen.
And at the end, I'll admit that I was delirious and I may have even wept. And that might be why the police had mercy on us.
The police were merciful to us because we were delirious.
And there was a homeowner.
Some of us hadn't slept in 4 days.
And a homeowner let us basically camp and flop in their backyard
and
spray each other with
their
hose.
In their garage.
It was awesome.
They provided us with water. We got 100 Subway sandwiches.
Yeah, that's right.
We had somebody go to Subway in Golden and say, I need 100 sandwiches.
And we shouted to the world the truth about the DNC in particular, in this case, that they destroy unborn children.
Yeah, that was 4 years ago on the 26th.
Yep, and personhood will be on the ballot again this year, and with God's help, we will stop it.
Amen. God bless you.
Join Pastor Bob Enyart at Denver Bible Church, located at Two Roads School at 7180 Oak Street in Arvada, Colorado. Join us on Sundays as we study the meat of the Word of God at 9:30 a.m., worship service from 10:50 until noon. Join us on Sundays to worship our awesome Creator and to equip the saints for the service of the Lord. Denver Bible Church, located at Two Roads School at 7180 Oak Street in Arvada, Colorado.